Yakim Roshas Kol Adaspina Yisrael. Yichlo Kol Adaspina Yisrael. Hanoshim Vehanoshim. Kichulam Hisnadvil Vinachas HaMishkan. Vihinei Moshe, Acha Shetziva La'aron Vahanasiyam, B'chol B'nei Yisrael, Ha'anoshim, Kol Asher Dibe Hashem Ito Vahasinai, Acha Reishibu HaLuchos, V'nosan Alponav HaMasra, Chaza V'tziva, V'hekilu Elav Kol Ha'eva, Anoshim V'noshim V'tav. So there's a lot of different strands within these few lines of the Ramban. If you turn back just to the end of Kisisa, let's say Lamed Dalet Chavtes. So Vayhi Beredes Moshe Mehar Sinai Shnei Luchos Aedes Biyad Moshe Beritom En Ohor Moshe Lo Yoda Ki Koren Ulfana V'daber El Ito Vayar Aaron Lucho B'nei Salas Moshe V'ine Koren Ulfana V'yir U Migashas Elo Vayikro Aleihem Moshe Vayashuv elav Aaron v'chol hatzim v'eda v'edaber Moshe aleihem. V'acharei chen nigshu kol b'nei Yisrael v'yitzav v'hem es kol ha'shadi b'Hashem ito v'har Sinai. V'yachal Moshe midaber itam v'yiten al panav masveh. So Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Bei is quotes from the Braisa in Maseches Eruvin, explaining the psukim, how initially Aaron and the Nesiim were with Moshe, and only afterwards was Kol B'nei Yisrael. Ramban explains it in light of Rashi explains it based on the Braisa. Acha shalimed leskenim chozem lamed hapash o halacha li Yisrael tanavan keter tera mishnah. Moshe yolamed mipi agvura. Moshe learned from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron, Shana lo Moshe Perka. Nistalek Aaron, meaning Aaron initially was sitting in front of Moshe. That's what it means nistalek. He moves away from where he was sitting initially. The Yashav lo the small Moshe, and then he sits alongside Moshe. Nichnas Ubano, Shana lahem Moshe Perka. So then nistalek Kuhain, they move away from in front of Moshe. Yashav lo zali min Moshe. The Isom or the small Aharon. Nichnazu Zakenim, Shanalahem Moshe Perkum. Nistalku Zakenim Yashva Litzad, and Nichnazu Kalaam Shanalahem Moshe Perkum. Fine, so that's the Pshat here in the Psukim. Now, our Ramban is saying that at this point, at the Seder HaTalmud that's being described at the end of Parshas Kisisa was only to the men. The Nikshu called B'nai Yisrael, so Stam B'nai Yisrael, right, sometimes we have drushes, B'nai Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael, it means the men. Here, by contrast, that's what the Torah is saying, Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. When it says Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael, it means Anashim V'Nashim. And the Ramban explains, because Kikulam Nehis Nadvul B'Mechus HaMishkan, that it wasn't only the men, it was the women. I mean, hopefully we'll see later, we know the Yitzhak Hashem, according to the Ramban, it wasn't simply the women as well, but it was even the women initially and primarily who were Misnadvul B'Mechus HaMishkan. Fine, so that's point number one here in the Ramban. Then the Ramban makes a point of saying that Vehine Moshe Achet Shetziva LaAharon VaNesiim Vachol B'nei Yisrael HaNoshim Kol HaShadibe Hashem Ito VaHar Sinai Achrei Shibu HaLuchos VeNosan Alponav HaMasva Chaza V'Tziva VeHikilei Lov Kol HaEda HaNoshim VaNoshim V'Tav. Ramban makes a point of saying that here in Parshas Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu is wearing the veil. Right? The Torah says at the end of Kisisa that when Moshe finished teaching, when Moshe finished the shiur, so Vechal Moshe Midabe Itam, Vayitin Alpan of Masveh. And then what was the Hanhoga moving forward? That Vechal Moshe Lifnei Hashem Ledabe Itam, when Moshe Rabbeinu received Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Yasya Samasva Atzeisa, so he removed the veil. The Yotza V'dibe El Bnei Yisrael Esa She Yitzuve. Then when he communicated to Bnei Yisrael, still the Masva was lifted, the Masva was off. However, then after finishing teaching, V'heshev Moshe Samasva Al Panav. So here the Ramban makes the point of saying that he's wearing the Masva. But when he's communicating here in Parshas Vayakel, so here Moshe Rabbeinu is wearing the masveh. So what's the pshat? Sort of what's the guiding principle for when Moshe Rabbeinu is and he's not wearing the masveh? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu wear the masveh at all? So Rashi says, again, a few psukim earlier at the end of Kisisa, that v'lechvod karnei hahod shelo yozunu hakol mehem hoyonosein hamasveh kenegdan. The Ibn Ezra says similarly, Kisam hamasve bavo kvod ha'or shechidesh Hashem b'fonav shelo yiru Yisrael b'chol rega. Kedusha is something which isn't supposed to be demeaned by being overly exposed, by being overly broadcast. That's how Rashi and Ibn Ezra both learn. I don't think the Ramban here comments on it. Why did he remove the masva when he was teaching them? Maybe they shouldn't see the masva at all. Maybe it should only be when he's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the masva should be lifted. So the Chizkuni says, Shahoya Hadibo Nidvar Moshe, or Shahoya Moshe Atzma Madabin Yim Yisrael, Bahoya Nosim Hamasra Alpanov, Mishrim Bahoyu Ainacha Rawos Asmorecha. In Talmud Torah, the optimal tzura of Talmud Torah is that there should be eye contact between the Talmidim and the Rebbe. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so as it were, there should be no masveh between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, there's nothing to see, but afal pichein, in terms of what it represents. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu is serving as Rabbeinu, not as the Talmud vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as the Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, so he would remove the masveh to allow for V'hoyu Einecha Ra'os Asmorecha. In the Ramban, the fact that the Ramban makes a point of saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was wearing the masveh, him being in Parshas Vayakel, I don't know, not Lav Dak, the Chizkuni has this in mind, it seems a little bit different that the masveh was removed when Moshe Rabbeinu was engaged in an act of Mesiras HaTorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was an act of Masorah. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, as the Bais and Eruvin describes with Ketzat Seder Mishnah, again it was Mesiras HaTorah. The beginning of Parshas Vayakel, that's the Ramban's point, the beginning of Parshas Vayakel wasn't the Mesiras HaTorah, but it was the Tzivoy. The Ramban will comment shortly, if you take a look, if you jump ahead for a moment, to the Ramban and Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hinei Moshe, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vasehim Vayakel. V'hinei Moshe hu tzach v'safir l'chol ha'edo kol ha'malocha sh'tziva oso Hashem. Why the whole list of Es HaMishkan, Es Elo, Es Ohalov, Es Mechseyu, etc.? It should have just been, you know, it's time to contribute for the Melech Es HaMishkan. This is what we need. We need gold, silver, v'chulu. Why the list of the Mishkan v'chol Kelev? K'dei l'hodiyah l'om sh'tzvichem l'hovi n'dov v'rabba. Ki ha'malach l'gadola. L'chach, Siper Lohem Hamishkan Es Alav Es Mechseru VeGomer Kulan His Kiran Aderach HaKlal. Right, there's no protim about what the Shulchan looks like, what the dimensions of the Shulchan are, what the menorah looks like, how the menorah is crafted. Es Hamishkan VeKulan His Kiran Aderach HaKlal. V'Tam Es Hamishkan. What's the Heya Yedia? Es Ha'aron Es HaShulchan VeKol HaNizkarim VeHeya Yedia. So it's quite clear here that there isn't any Mesiras HaTorah happening here. Baharaya, Moshe Rabbeinu was not even specifying the necessary details. He's not providing the necessary information to even understand what the Tzuras HaMishkan is, what the Tzur of all the Kelim is. This is a halacha l'maisa. Moshe Rabbeinu is making an appeal. He's conducting an appeal. He's telling him a mitzvah of nidvas hamishkan. Ki ato es hakelim asher nagid l'chacham osim emlocha b'fratim b'shiur. Ki ato l'chol ha'edo lo yagidam el b'shmosim b'chlal. So Yitachin, that's what the Ramban here, our Ramban, in the beginning of the parasha means by underscoring the fact that Nasan Alpanav Masveh, that this dibur of Moshe el Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael is not Mesiras HaTorah, it's not the Talmud Torah Shabo, it's rather just the instruction to be Mekayim this mitzvah right now. V'itochen shehoya zeh b'yom mocharas v'detov. Meaning after the third of the 40 days, as Rashi says, Namachas Yom Kippurim. V'omer l'kulam inyan ha-mishkan asher nitzav lo mitchila kodem shibur ha-luchas. So kayadua, there is a machlokes ha-mufarshim when the original tzivay of the Mishkan was given, whether, as our Ramban is saying, before the Chet Ha'Egel, or whether it comes only after the Chet Ha'Egel as a kapara on the Chet Ha'Egel. So the Ramban is of the opinion that Amar l'kulam inyan ha'mishkan asher nitzav lo mitchila kodem shibur ha'luchos, the law, Kirashi and some others who say no, the tzibur in the Mishkan comes only after the Chet Ha'Egel. Kevon shenisvatza l'makodesh baruch hu v'nosam lo luchos shnios v'koras imo bris chadosho. Right at the end of Kisisa, we read, Hine anochi karoz bris, Negid kalam chayasa niflosa shalom nivu v'cholaz v'chol agoyim, v'roch olo ama sheratov v'kibos ma'asa Hashem, ki no v'hu asher ani osa imach. So, initially, as a result of Chet Ha'Egel, so we lost the Shechina being present in our midst. And now, Kevin Shinazatala Magadish Baruchu, because him of Bish Hadosha Shayela Hashem Bekirbam, Hine Chaza Lekadmusam Ula Avas Kilulosam. So the full relationship was reinstated. And just as the full relationship was that the Shechina should be a mokum for the Shechina, so that's now why the tzivoy of the Mishkan is being communicated. The tzivoy of the Mishkan was intended all along, right? It's not a response to the Cheta Ego. That's the Ramban L'shitosa that we learned at the beginning of Parshas Truma, that the tzivoy of the Mishkan was designed to perpetuate the Hashras HaShechina of Ma'amad Har Sinai. So it's not occasioned by the Cheta Ego. The Chiddush is that it's not suspended by the Cheta Ego, that it wasn't forfeited by the Cheta Ego. Ubiyadua Shetiyah Shechinasa V'Sochan Ke'inyan Shetzivahu T'chila K'mo Sha'amah V'Asu Limikdash V'Shachanti V'Sochan. Okay, good. Next comment on the next pasuk. Eva advarim, asher tziva Hashem la'asos osam, sheishes yomim te'osam alocha. So, the immediate follow-up to the Eva advarim is mitzvah Shabbos. So the Ibn Ezra quotes from Rav Sadigan that Eva advarim refers to mitzvah Shabbos. If it refers to mitzvah Shabbos, so what's the plural of Eila Hadvarim Ashatziva Hashem Lasos Hashem? So if you take a look in the Ibn Ezra, so the Ibn Ezra writes, V'yoma Hagon Ki Eila Hadvarim Al Mitzvah Shabbos Shehishkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Why does Rav Sadigon mention that in this context? Again, it's a Maimah Chazal, that Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. But why is Rav Sadia mentioning it in this context? So it's clear that if you understand that the psukim that Eila Advarim means colon, Sheshes Yom Te'asa Malacha, there's one thing mentioned here, Shabbos. So what's the plural of Eila Advarim Shetziva Hashem? So that's what Rav Sadigan is referring and saying, no, Hayos that Shabbos is Shkulik and Erikol HaMitzvos, so here's the one thing which is Nechshav Ke'Eila Advarim. So that's how Rav Sadigan interprets the psukim. L'umaso, so the Ramban says, Ama Eila Adrama Shetziva Hashem Lasos Al Malachas HaMishkan V'chol Kela V'chol Avodaso. Right, the Ramban adds that to say that's the Pshuto Shemikri in Eila Advarim. The Pshuto Shemikri in Eila Advarim is not that the Torah is talking about Shabbos and depicting it as Eila Advarim. No, Eila Advarim means this is the whole list. Es HaMishkan, Es Olav, Es Mechsev, Es Kerasav, Es Kerasav, etc. That's what Eila HaMishkan refers to. So why is Shabbos being interspersed, and not only why is it, but how can Eila Advarim be referring to the Mishkan when Shabbos is what's mentioned first? V'hikdem haShabbos loma kisheshes yomim te'osa melacha Eila Advarim v'lo b'yom hashvi shul kodesh l'Hashem u'mikan she'en melachas haMishkan b'ocha Shabbos. That the reason, again, in general, that Mitzvah Shabbos is repeated here, and the reason that it naturally does come right after Eila Advarim, is because the Torah is saying, don't think that Asiyas HaMishkan is Docha Shabbos. And the Sheshes Yomim Te'asa Melacha for the Ramban means specifically Melachas HaMishkan in this context. You have the Ramban says a similar pshat in Parshas Emor. If you take a look in Parshas Emor, in the Parshas HaMoados, so you have a similar sort of challenge in the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, it's at Revi'i in Parshas Emor. Da'adav v'nei Yisrael v'amato aleihem moadei Hashem asher tikru'u osam mikroi kodesh eilehem moadoi. So the Torah is introducing the Yom Tovim. The problem is, the next pasuk is Sheshes Yomim Te'asa Melacha Uvayom Eshvi Shabbos Shabbos and Mikra Kodesh Kol Melacha L'Sasu Shabbos Yil Hashem B'chol Meshvaseichem. So the Ramban, you'll take a look here, so the Ramban says very beautifully that Hava Amina, that what happens on a Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? Maybe Hayos, that the whole hetter of Melechus Ocha Nefesh and Yom Tov is to facilitate Mitzvah Simcha. So maybe on a Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Melechus Ocha Nefesh would be mutter. So that's why the Torah mentions Mitzvah Shabbos at the outset of Parshas HaMoedos to tell us that even when Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, so the full Hilchos Shabbos are in effect. And there is no heter Melechus Ocha Nefesh and Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. It's sort of structurally the exact same shot that we have here, right? That Mitzvah Shabbos is repeated at the outset of Parshas HaMishkan, after the Torah first introduces, here's the tzivoy in the Mishkan, and then it says Shabbos. Exact same thing in Parshas Amor. Here's the tzivoy of the Moados, the Moadim, and the Torah begins with Shabbos, and in each case, the Ramban says that the same pshat, it's to tell us that Asiyas HaMishkan is not Toch HaShabbos, and so too, that there's no Hagam, that the Heta Ochel Nefesh really is to facilitate Mitzvah Simcha, But Afal Bichain and Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, so Shabbos is Noheges 100%. The Ramban is so remarkably meduyak The only place in Chumash where Shabbos is referred to as the day of Mikra Kodesh is here in Parshas Amor. It's not Kapella. Yom Tov is consistently referred to as Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is not. According to Ramban, it's so meduyak, it's because this is referring to a Shabbos which is hosting Yom Tov. It's referring to a case of a Shabbos when Yom Tov Chol is brought. So the Mikra Kodesh is not Mitzad Shabbos, the Mikra Kodesh is Mitzad Yom Tov. And that's what the Pesukim is saying. Even when Shabbos has a din of Mikra Kodesh is a din in Yom Tov, not a din of Shabbos. Even when Shabbos has a din of Mikra Kodesh, so even then, Kol Malach Lo Sasu. And again, kol malacha, meaning including malachas ocha nefesh, as the next Ramban we'll discuss here. It says Ramban, umikan she'en malachas ha-mishkan doch ha-shabbos v'lo mi-midrash ach, achash ha-psosai tishmeru back at Sheni and Kisisa. Rashi, it's a question. Rashi seems to have two different drushes in Chazal, that malachas ha-mishkan is not doch ha-shabbos. He has the Ramban's drusha here, at the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. But Rashi also learns pshat that achash habsosai tishmeru, that kol achin v'rakin mi'utin, to tell us that melechus ha-mishkan is not docha Shabbos. So according to Rashi, it's a shaila why you have two different drushes for the same din. The Ramban says, no, ach is a mi'ut, but achash habsosai tishmeru is a mi'ut in shmira Shabbos, which means that there are some things that override Shabbos, such as milah, such as pikuach nefesh, adar abba. The source that Melechus HaMishkan is not Docha Shabbos is here in Vayakel. Lo sevaru eish b'chomash v'sechem b'yom HaShabbos. Inyon ha-kosev v'azeh, v'adei lasso b'Shabbos gam Melechus Ocha Nefesh. At the end of the Ramban, he's going to quote the Drashas Chazal, but initially the Ramban says that the Pshuto Shal Mikra is that Havara is representative of the class of Melechus Ocha Nefesh. Ki Omar kol ha'osa vo melocha yumos. Meaning the Torah didn't say kol melocha, as the Ramban is about to explain. So from the fact that the Torah only said malacha, not kol malacha, I might have thought that the Torah is allowing for some malacha, such as ochel nefesh, no. So also varu esh b'chol mashva sechem. U'pira shalo yivaru gam esh lefos lechem u'levasho basa. Ki ha'esh tzarech kol ma'achol. Right, all food preparation requires esh, requires cooking. V'hutzach lomar kein, m'nei shelo oma ha'osa lo kol malacha. Kasha oma basar sadibas lasasa kol malacha. V'oma malacha stop. V'hine efshu shenotzi min ha'klal malacha zocha nefesh. Kichein nema b'chag ha'matzos, in Parshas Devarim, in the Parshas ha'moados, the Torah says lasasa malacha. And there, clearly, v'ein ochel nefesh b'chlolo. And we know the attacker that the significance of malacha, not kol malacha, is to allow for malacha socha nefesh. U'lechach hiske beferish af ochel nefesh osuvo. U'kaloshan hazeh matzasi b'medrash, v'm nosan omeh l'sevaru esh b'chom u'shmasech m'yom ha'shabas l'ma nema. V'fishu omeh v'yakal moshes kol adas b'nei Yisrael, shomeh ani herashay l'hadik lo saneh, l'hatvin lo sacham, and v'lasas m'dura b'shabas. אבל עדיין כל מלאכה שאדם נהנה בהן ואין אין אוסן אלא הנועה לגוף כגון הדלוקס הנער ומדורה ורחיצס כל גוף ובחם יהיו מותרס כי זה מעונג שבס וכך נהמה לא סבר ואיש לעשו הכל ולרבסנו עוד מדרש בו בתלמוד מפני שלא אומה כל האוסה ועל מלוכה יומס, או שיומה כל המה ואיש בכל מפוסחים יומס, אמרו שיציאס, שיוצאס להקל ולעוסה בלב, ויש אמים שיוצא לחלק לפי שהאוסה בכל לא ססה כל מלוכה. Right, so Chazal famously say that Havara is one of the Lamentas Malachas. So you don't have a separate pasuk that details each of the lamentas malachas. You don't have a pasuk of losachlash, losizra, losiktzor, losichtov, etc. on Shabbos. The Torah says you can't do any malacha, and then we know from the smichus of Parshios to the Mishkan what how to identify the lamentas malachas. So why do you have a lava meyucha lahavara? So famously, it's a machlokas in a machlokas tanoim, whether havara l'lav yotzos, it's downgrading. Havara is only a lav. Unlike the other 38 malachos, which is a chiyuv chatos, a chiyuv koris, a chiyuv chatos, so havara is only a lav, or alternately, havara l'chalik yotzos. How do you know that if you do multiple malachos on Shabbos, that the person is chayiv as many chatos as he does types of malacha, is talmud lo malos sevaru, that you view each malacha on Shabbos has its own iser. Just as Havara has its own lav, so you view each malacha on Shabbos as though it has its own lav, its own iser. So the Ramban says Chazal's interpretation is being mashlim what he says. It's not at odds with what he said. The Ramban explained that lo sevaru esh b'chol mishmasechem comes to that we shouldn't misunderstand that the fact that the Torah said. The fact that the Torah says that kol ha'osa vo malocha, and it doesn't say kol malocha, you must. So the Torah has to tell us that even ochel nefesh is also. So the obvious question on the Ramban's Torah is, so isn't it more economical for the Torah just to say kol ha'osa vo kol malocha, rather than having to write a full-fledged law of los avar eish b'chol moshul seichem? So that's what Ramban says, no. So that's what we're chazals, that's where Chazal are darshaning. But Enochanami, if the only thing the Torah needed to communicate is no het ochel nefesh, the Torah just would have added the word kol. The Torah wants to teach us also either l'chalek or l'lav yotzas, so it has the separate lav, but once it has the separate lav, it also accomplishes what the Ramban says, and there's no need to write the word kol. So that's how the Medrash Chazal and the Ramban's pshat and the psukim are complementary here. The mashlimim ze is ze. Okay, we saw the Ramban already in Yud Aleph. Let's see here on Chaf Aleph. Vayavol kol ish asher nesa'o libo. What's the pasuk? Vayavol kol ish asher nesa'o libo. V'chol asher nadva rucho oso. Heviu es tumas Hashem l'lechus ha'omor d'chol avodoso v'vigya ha'kodesh. So the Torah speaks of two classes of people. One class of people is asher nesa'o libo. The other class of people is asher nadva rucho oso. Says the Ramban, Vayavol kol isha shenesar liba al hachachamim ha'osim b'mlocha yomar ken. Ki lo motzinu al ha'misnadvim nesiyos leiv, aval yaskir bahem nedivus. So the nesar libo is describing the osei ha'malocha, the chachamim who volunteered to be part of the workforce for constructing the Mishkan and its Kelim. And the Nadva Rucho refers to those who were contributing the materials for the Mishkan. Nedivus, again, means to volunteer, right? And similar to in it's generosity. So Kolish and Nadva Rucho also means that those who had a spirit of generosity, that they wanted to contribute, the Zav, the Chesav, the Mechoshes, etc. What does it mean, the Siyus HaLev? This quality that the Chachamim HaOsim B'Melocha possessed, the Siyus HaLev. V'tam Asher Nisa'o Libo L'Korv El HaMelocha. Why did it require the Siyus HaLev to undertake to do Melachos HaMishkan? Says the Ramban, "Ki lahoya bohem shalom eras hamalachos ha'elim imalamed." None of them had apprenticed. No one here had been an apprentice to a goldsmith, to a silversmith. Omisha imein bohem yadav klal. No one had trained himself. No one who stepped forward had any prior training or experience or instruction. So then, how did the person know that he could undertake the malacha? Avo motzo de tivo sheyada lasos ken. He recognized within himself that he had innate ability. Avo motzo de tivo sheyada lasos ken. Vayigva libo b'darkei Hashem lavo lifnei Moshe lomar lo ani es hakol asher adoni dover ukvar hiskamti zeh b'seder ha'acher. The nesios halev meant that there was a certain leap, not leap of faith, but a certain leap that was necessary to volunteer to be amongst the Osei HaMelacha, because everyone was completely inexperienced and untrained. And it required this Nesius HaLev, this inspired, well-placed confidence. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them the innate ability to be able to participate in this avodah. V'hinei omer, the pshat in the pasuk is shebo lifnei Moshe kol asher nesa'o libo l'korv el hamalacha v'chol asher nod v'rucha also hiviu hatruma. You know, we it's unusual, highly unusual to have a situation which would replicate that individuals who are totally untrained and inexperienced are the ones who should be stepping forward. But the Yesod every individual is challenged to have to develop the self-awareness to know what he can do, how he can be productive, how he can contribute. And as with everything in life, a person can easily err in either direction, but a person can't avoid the challenge because both errors are equally wrong. For a person to overestimate himself is no good, but for a person to underestimate himself is also no good. So it's not as if a person can err on the side of caution. No, often there is no side of caution. There's right and there's wrong. The wrong can be overestimating. The wrong can be underestimating. And that's what's epitomized here by the Asher Neso Libo, is they easily could have said, you know, how can, you know, the design of the menorah is so intricate. Requires someone with 20 years experience in the field. And maybe Enoch Hanami, maybe if such individuals had existed at the time, so Itaka would have been overestimating for someone who was totally inexperienced just to rely on innate ability. We all have, not the same kochos necessarily, but we all have kochos that if we look inward, motza betivo sheyoda lasos ken. Again, not the same kochos. Everyone's a yachid, so the exact kochos, the configuration of the kochos differs. And this quality of Nesias HaLev is one that we all need to have. Self-knowledge is one of the most important challenges and most important yisodos in life. Not to overestimate, but not to underestimate. To accurately gauge what one's kochos are and how they should be applied and how a person can live most productively. Okay, maybe one more Ramban here. Very famous Ramban. Ramban comments on the Pasuk here, or Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayavohu ho'anoshim al hanoshim. Kol nedivleiv hevil chof v'nezer v'tavas v'kumoz kol kli zahav v'chol isha shehein eftim v'zav v'ashem. So then Ben comments v'yavo ha'anoshim al ha'anoshim. But what's the idiom of why not v'yavo ha'anoshim v'ha'anoshim? But what's the idiom of al ha'anoshim? Bavo ki hanadala b'tachshiten hi metzuya etzel ha'anoshim b'yosef. The women had jewelry. V'chulan hoyu lehen. Upaku nizmehen v'tabasehen miyad. Ubo tchila. So they right away removed their different pieces, different articles of jewelry. Ubo tchila. They came. They were the first to come. V'hanashim asher nimtzu lahem, who also had these medals. Heviu imahem kitam al hanashim shehen hayu sham barishana. V'hanashim nitpulu lahem. It's sort of similar to, let's say in English, we'd have the figure of speech, that on top of the 100 people who came in the morning, so another 100 came in the afternoon, or another 50 came in the afternoon. So the on is mashma, that if B is on A, it means that A came first, and the B was just supplementing and following up what the A had initiated. And that's how the Ramban understands here, that the ones who were Mizdarzos and who were Rishonos for the Nidvas HaMishkan were the Noshim. Okay, maybe just have one more minute just to share one very, very yisodistic and tziv at the beginning of our parsha. Sheshes yamin teyosim alocha v'yam ashvi yelochem kodesh shabbos shabbos al Hashem kol osir v'malocha yumos. Yelachem Kodesh. Aim lefarish to hayom yia kodesh kmo le'el lamed aleph yudal u'shmatem z'shabbos ki kodesh yilachem. Aval imkein hoya lohoya kosov lohoya ksiv uvayom hashvi ele v'yom hashvi. If the pasuk just means that it's Shabbos for you, not Shabbos for the rest of the world, but Shabbos for you, it should have said v'yom hashvi yelachem kodesh. What's the base? Uvayom hashvi. So it says in Etziv, Ela haperish uvayom hashvi, on the seventh day, yinagu bo kedusha kol echad lefi erka. And Etziv has an amazing yisod here. Obviously, there's a least common denominator of what Shmirah Shabbos entails. When it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Lamitas Malachos, and all the Shvusim on Shabbos, and the Mitzvah Sase of Shabbos of Zachor, the Divrei Kabbalah of Kavod Ve'Oneg. So there is a certain threshold of what Shmirah Shabbos entails. There's no subjectivity there. There's no individualizing there. There's no Jew for whom 35 melachos is enough, another one for whom 37 melachos is enough. No, there's a certain threshold of Shabbos. But beyond that, yinagu bo kedusha kol echad lefi erko. So lamata, there is a threshold of what Shmir Shabbos entails. But lamala is kol echad lefi erko. Ami ha'aretz, who were known to bend the truth a little bit on Sunday through Friday, but on Shabbos, the word was good. There's a famous din in the Yerushalmi. Famous explanation in the Yerushalmi. So you buy produce from a non-chaver. So we know it's demai, and you have to be mafresh maisos. Because the Ami Haaretz were a little bit mezalzel in maisos. They used to be mafresh truma gedola, but they weren't necessarily mafresh the maisos. So Chazal were mesakeh that when you bought produce from an Ami Haaretz, you had to be mafresh demai. So what happens if you... Unless the person was a chaver who was known that he was makpid. What happens if halokeach peres mimishen u'nemen al maisus v'shachach la'asran? So then you're stuck. you can't be mafresh shumas and nisus on Shabbos. It's a gzeret ha'avonon not to be mafresh shumas and nisus. So what are you going to do? Shalom b'Shabbos, you can ask lam oris, from whom you bought. And if you would ask him, if you would have asked him ahead of Shabbos, you couldn't believe him. You ask him on Shabbos, shalom b'Shabbos v'ochal al pif. Why? Who pirish b'Yerushalmi mitnei she'em ha'Shabbos alav. The Amoret has a feel for Eim HaShabbos. And Pirish HaRav, Shem Misyarim Lavo Averu L'Shake B'Shabbos Yosem Ebucho. The same person who lied to your face and assure you on Friday, yes, I was, of course I was Mafish from Muslim Isis, of course it's Masukan. On Shabbos will tell you the truth. And if he wasn't Mafish, he'll tell you that he wasn't Mafish. V'hainu mipnei shehu kodesh. I think the Balaturim says in the very beginning of Chumash that Breishis forms the osios of Yirei Shabbos. But the Balaturim says this notion of Eimah Shabbos. U'kemochein mevinim, the Nitziv says, even Amei Oretz intuited, they understood, the lasos averevo, have a chilul kedushasa. So kol echad ve'echad, everyone, according to his madrega, has to go beyond just being nizel lamitas malachos, not to be metaltam luksa, all the shvusa and making kiddush. Kol echad lefi erko has to be noy kedusha, hold himself to a higher standard than he does all week. Could be this is what the Python has in mind, this idea also, in the Zmiris of Friday night. Kol Mekadish Shvi, Kavot Wilo. What do you mean, Kavot Wilo? So a simple pshat is Kavot L'Shabbos, right? Kol Mekadish Shvi, Kavot Wilo. No, but maybe it means Kol Mekadish Shvi, Kavot Wilo, the person. Kol Shomer Shabbos, Kadas, Mechalalo, that Kemochein mevinim delasos averi b'harei zechilu kedushasa. That if a person is not knowing kifi erko, it's also a b'chino of Shabbos. Scharu habe ma'od al pifa alo, it will take it be commensurate to the level of Shabbos that he maintains. Isha machaneh v'isha diglo, every individual ba'asher hushon. Yosameach has a little essay in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he talks about mitzvahs haTorah represent the least common denominator. It's mishpat echad yelachem. So what the Torah legislates is not the end all. Is not the maximum that a person can or should do. It's the minimum, which is the tzad shaveh for every ben das. But avada, once we recognize that, so the reason that Wasamech presents this essay in that context, he says that's why in Chumash you only find Talmud Torah associated with Kriyas Yitim by Yom Valayla. You don't find that a person's mechuyev to learn more than Kriyas Yitim. Because he said the least common denominator of everyone has the capacity. And everyone can, and therefore has to make it possible, to have Kriyas Yitim by Yom Balayla. Beyond that, again, in the Lashon of the Netziv, is called Echad Ve'Echad Kefi Eriko. But recognizing that what the Torah tells us is the least common denominator allows us to understand that the fact that one is yotzei with so much doesn't necessarily mean that that's as much as any particular, any given individual should be doing. Okay, we'll stop.